This week's parasha, we discussed last week the whole union of Yaakov Avinu took over the Bechinas Torah Shebaal Peh. Last week's parasha was an union of Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaal Peh. Last week's parasha was a Torah Dikar parasha. This week's parasha is Yaakov Avinu's Mesakin Tefillas Arvus. Yaakov Avinu was switching from the Bechinas. Yaakov Avinu's Ikar Bechinas, Bechinas of Torah. It's Ishtom Yeshev Aholim. This Chai Oilam, this Chai Shoh. This Taka Torah, which is a Bechin of Chai Oilam, and then this Tefillah, which is a Bechin of Chai Shoh. This week's parasha, Parashat Vayetzei, is Yaakov Avinu is Kilu going from the Kol Torah to the Kol Tefillah, going from the Bechin of Chai Oilam to the Bechin of Chai Shoh. And this parasha is a parasha of introducing Yaakov to the Inyanim of Tefillah, introducing Yaakov to the Inyanim of Chai Shoh. Remember, it says that Krum Zul is Livnei Odom. Right? What's that? That's tefillah. Tefillah, chai sho, is something that is dvar ma'oimdim rumen shel oilam, and bnei adam mezalzin, people are mezalzin in chai sho. Oh, it's meisit dvar ma'oimdim rumen shel oilam. What's pshat dvar ma'oimdim rumen shel oilam? Because the word is that chai sho is your mevar and it's sightes from the bria. A person is learning Torah, the ishtam yeshiva holim within the confinements of the four walls. There's less bira taking place in the velt alein. Because you're not mavara of the world. Forget Torah is beikem elamal elamata. It comes down elamal elamata. You don't make a beetsim a biru minei bein the bria. Have a chai shoh, tefillah, panosa. All these inyanim, inyanim where you're being mavara. You're being mavara. All the netzotes that lie in the bria. You're being mechaya. You're being mechaya the bria. The bria is a toit the bria. When you're using chai shoh, you're mavara. You're awakening and you're mala. All the netzotes in the bria. So mitzad the biru in the bria is chai shoh. Is dvar ma'in the brumi sha'olam. Oyin de Mishra means it's mala things. It's mala things to the Bechina of Ruma Shabbaina. So that's what Yaakov Avinu Be'etzim was taught in this week's parasha. Till now he was only Oisik in Chai Yishoh, he in Chai Oilam. And now to be Oisik in Chai Yishoh for him was a Maridik Yerida. The Maridik Yerida, the parasha of Ayetze, is the parasha where Yaakov Shporcha wants to be Megala to Yaakov Avinu, that you're going now to be Oisik in Chai Yishoh. You're going now to work by love and to become a Roya Tzoyin. You're going into the Oilam of Chai Yishoh. Of the Oilam of Chai Shoh, you might think it's a Zilzal, you might think it's a Yerida for you. But you have to realize that it's Dvar Ma'oindim Rumi Shal Oilam, you're Ma'ala the whole Bria like that, you're Ma'ala the whole Bria like that, the whole Bria is a Toy Tezach. And then when you go into the Bria, and Yosek and Masa Matan and Chai Shoh, which starts with Tfilah, which is Chai Shoh, so then you're Ma'ala the Bria, you're Ma'ala the whole Bria. So maybe that was the whole Sod of Vayivka Bamokim, the Yaakov Avinu, Menamit Shetikin Tfilas, Menamit Shetikin Tfilas Arvis. Yaakov Avinu is Masakin, the Inin of Tfilah. The Inin of Tfilah is Dava Arvis. Arvis is Taruvas. Taruvas is Arvis. Lashon Taruvas. Taruvas is Toivara. And Ekebiro in the Bria is like Tfilah. Is Yumavara the Bria. Yumavara the Bria. Yumavara the Taruvas. Tfilas Arvis is Yumavara the Taruvas. That's the two Pshatim in Rashi. One Pshat in Rashi Tikkun Tfilas Arvis. The other Pshat in Rashi is Neka Har Maria Bolakan. Hari Har Maria was a Mokim of Avoida. Har Maria was a Mokim of Be'etzem. Hari Tfilas Keneged Kobonis. Tfilas the Chai Shah. And the Kodesh Kodoshim, the greatest place in the world, is the Mokim of Avoida. It was a Mokim Faket. It was a mukum of Chai Shoh, and that's why it was so kashur to out in the fields. It was so connected, the trumas and the masters, and everything came from the field and the bikurim and the menochas and the kilu. Everything came from the bechina of Chai Shoh. It was built from the money of Klal Yisrael. Bnei Mikdash was the mukum to be mala the Chai Shoh. Avada into Chai Oilam. It was mala the Chai Shoh to Chai Oilam. It showed that you must be mezalzel in the bechina of Chai Shoh. That was the whole service of English. So Melamish is taking Tfilas Arvis. Now he's going into Tfilah. Tfilah is Chai Shoh. You don't even Zalzel and Chai Shoh. Chai Shoh is the Har Maria. Neck a Har Maria Balkan. So that's the whole thought of the Sulam. Sulam was Mutzav Arza. Arza is Arzius. Sulam says about a tomb is Gematria Momoin. Sulam is Gematria Momoin. Sulam. Sulam is Gematria Momoin. Money. So Sulam, it's the money, the Chai Shoh, is Mutzav Arza. People are Mazalzel in it. Ober, Dvar Ma'oindim Rumi Shel Oilam. That same Sulam was Reisha Magi Hashemayma. Reisha Magi Hashemayma. Melach Elokim Oilam Meyordim Boy. The Ika Voida is first a Milmata Lamala Oilam, and then Meyordim Boy. Torah is the Ketchilah Dikah Hashpah Milmala Lamata. That's not Mavara the Bria as much. Oh, but tefillah is mevara the bria, and it's mala the bria. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and then it brings the shefa. It's mechaber the shemayim oretz, and then it brings the shefa. So Baruch Shalom is telling Yaakov Avinu, the chashivas of tefillah, the chashivas of chayisho. Don't be mezalzel chayisho. Don't think that the sulam, the money, and gematria money is only mutzav aretzah. Because also, ro'im the rumah shel olam. That's the sulam. Agiya shemayim. So that's the pshat. Why the oisis of tefillah. Oisi is a tefillah, which is a b'chinas chai shah. You know, the Maranayim says, v'yishkav, yish chof beis. The oisi is a tefillah, with a shlufim. V'yishkav, the chof beis oisi is with a shlufim. When Yaakov Avinu came, and he davened tefillahs arvis, he awakened the whole bria, which was fashlufim. It looked dead. You couldn't see any netzoitzes in the bria. Couldn't see any kedusha in the bria. The bria, gashmius, was a toitazach. Aber, you start davening for chai shah. So you awaken the whole bria, you mevara the whole bria. Then the whole bria becomes a lebedika zach. The most toita zach in the bria is an evan. Evan adoimim. Anything that's mamish dead, you call it like a, it's a stone. It's a doimim. And here suddenly the doimim woke up. All the stones, it's schilim, a riva zev, it's a halayin yach atzadik az roishay, halayin yach atzadik az roishay. It's a gavon a lebedika matzav. Why was it gavon a lebedika matzav? Because be'etzem, everything has chiyas alaki in the bria. Everything has chiyas alaki in the bria. And that's gufa. When you go in your oisik and chai shah, you awaken all the netzoytzel kedusha, and you mala those netzoytzel kedusha. You mala them the mala. Oilim, malach lekim oilim. You oil your mala them the bria, mala until the bechin of roish. That's the pshat. They're all saying, "Alayin yach roish tzadik is roisha." You mala them until the bechin of roish. They're stuck down there. And the evan is the oisis of tefillah. The oisis of tefillah. People are mezalzin in it. People are mezalzin in the oisis of tefillah. Mezalzin oisis of tefillah. Hey, vayosim erashaysof. After he davened, Mar, but the verstand, the heilige avoyde from Chai Shah. So he was mala the tefillah, the oisis of tefillah, which is Chai Shah. He was mala into the roish. That's the sort of evan, masu avoynim. The evan is the beginning of, we discussed before, evan, kabbal de keinian, is aleph ben is the shame ben, is malchus, is the yud kevovki b'milu hei, it's connected asiya, it's connected olam asiya. So evan, masu avoynim. People are moist in it. Shchai Shah is the one people are mezalzelim by him. Aber, hoiso, the Rosh Pina, because the LPM is, it's dvar moindim, rumah shel olam. So that's the Evan Masabon, Rosh Pina, and that's the Avonim over here, Vayikach Ma'avne Amokim. But they, what did he do with them? Vayosim Rosh Hoysel. And from the Fashlufin Amatzav of the Bria, there he was Oicha to the Moedik Gulim. And that was the Hachon to Yaakov Avinu for the Nyonim of Chai Shah. So that's the transition, Kilo. So maybe that we can understand, we discussed last week, I think we discussed it last week or last year, Yaakov Meber Sheva, Ve'el Acharona, is the Rosh HaTevis of Eliphaz Ben Esau came and Ganef and stole all his money from him. Be'er Sheva, Ve'el Acharona, is the Rosh HaTevis, Miyad Bo, Eliphaz of Rosh HaShu Ben Esau, Ve'itan Ali Yaakov Koyle, became an Oni. Why Dafka Nadi did he have to become an Oni? There is for tefillah, you have to become an oni. Tefillah la oni kiyatif. Last week's parsha is the Torah. But yish mishmane etala or mitam shemayim mishmane oretz. Torah is ashirus. Torah gedula b'mokem echad. Torah soivel ashirus. But tefillah has to be a tefillah b'chinas tefillah la oni. So therefore, vayiv the pasuk before vayiv kam b'mokem has to be mirumis. The Esav took everything. Ben Yifz ben Esav took everything away, and then he introduced Yaakov to the chinah. Of tefillah, the only kiyat, into the union of tefillah, you need to daven for chai shah. You need to nosin lechem lechol, beged lilboish, yalla zachen. Heilige tefillahs. Yaakov Avinu to become that oni, in order that his tefillah should be a bechin of tefillah oni kiyatif. And that was the whole avoidance of birurim that Yaakov Avinu did in this week's parasha. To see how much there is stuck underneath, how much Torah, how much Kedusha is stuck underneath the Bria as well. And that's part of Yaakov Avinu's travels. And that's the Bechina. Hayid has to realize the Chashivas of Chai Shah. Hayid has to realize the Birurim that takes place from the Bechina of Chai Shah. These Nyonim that we're being Isaac now, the Nyonim of Chai Shah. Have Shalom from Shalom and Aliyah. Shemala them all into Beis Hashem, they're all enabling a Yishuv Adas and Torah. So to be mad at the Chai Shah into Torah, which is Chai Olam, it's the Chavada. Chavada, the Hechta Zach. Woke up. He says, "Ve'e v'noichi lo yedati." That's the sod that he didn't know. He didn't know how vichtig. And you realize, he didn't realize how important. Important all in Yonah of Chai Shoah were. How a person could be poiled so much toiv. So much toiv from Yonah of Chai Shoah. And that's like Doma, the Rashi right at the beginning. When Tzadik comes to a place, Pona, Ziva, Hoida, it makes a roshim on the place, and a shpia on the mokum. A shpia on the mokum comes to connecting to the bria, connecting to the bria to be a shpia to the mokum. So Pasuk says all that mokum, Yifka ba mokum, Yus ba mokum, Yens ba mokum. He's a shpia on the mokum. A shpia on the mokum. So the person goes to a place, in Yonim, Davins, in Yonim of Chai Shoh, he's a shpia on the mokum. A shpia on the mokum is Mara the mokum. And that's the Mshach of the Parashah.